my staff doesn't like it when I call them scoundrels. And because, I mean, technically, we've got a law on the books that is being legally exploited.
Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Petronas says some contractors have abused the system by filing exorbitant claims. And Barry Gilway, head of Citizens Property Insurance Corporation, says he's seeing insurance companies leave the state as a result.
In Dayton Broward, there are probably 8 or 9 major companies that have simply stopped writing business. They don't write new business, and some of them are going as far as to non-renew the business they have within the Tri-County area. So if you're not from Tri-County, why should you be worried? Well, because that is spreading graphically, as I will show you on the next slide, across the state.
And in our opinion, this is a problem that's isolated to a very small number of people, but the way that it's being abused is causing some awfully large problems for our consumers.
David Altmaier heads the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation. The problems manifest themselves in higher insurance premiums and fewer companies underwriting. AOB has been around forever. Take medicine, for example. Every time a person goes to a doctor's office, they're likely signing an AOB to let the doctor deal directly with the insurer. Only within the last several years has the state seen problems related to the practice. And Altmaier says those problems are showing up mostly in one area of insurance loss, water claims.
46% more water claims in 2015 than there was in 2010. The severity of those claims from 2010 to 2015 increased by almost 28%. There's 46% more claims that cost 26% more than they originally did.
Leaky pipes, water heaters breaking down, and roofing issues can all fall within water loss claims. Problems like that can happen in an instant. One place homeowners are likely to turn is to a company like Tallahassee's Bone Dry to help them air everything out.
Pretty much, I'm your house doctor.
Owner Jeff Grant spoke to WFSU 2 years ago as the legislature again attempted and failed to pass an AOB reform package. He says sometimes having a homeowner sign an AOB is the only way to guarantee a company like his can get paid.
Most of the time, they're back together and living their lives, the client, and we haven't been paid one dime. And then they want to come and say, here, this is 50 cents on the dollar. Take that, or, you know, pound sand.
They are the insurance companies. In situations like water loss, payments often come after services have been delivered. Grant says AOB gives him recourse when insurance companies drag their feet. He's able to sue them. Terry Perkins is a state of Florida retiree. And during a 2015 hearing on AOB, he told lawmakers he did file a claim with his insurance company, but he got lowballed.
I was first offered $6,100 to repair the damage. I checked with several local contractors. Several of them, they didn't laugh at me, but it was like, you can't get this work done for that amount. I ultimately settled for $32,000, and I can get the work done for that amount.
State Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Petronas seems to understand that point.
I have challenged the insurance carriers through multiple conference calls and just demanding to them, do your job, pay the claims, answer the phone calls, take care of the customer. If that is being done, if we're doing that, then the consumer who is under duress is not looking for solutions that are outside the normal insurance process.
This year, the Florida legislature is once again targeting assignment of benefits, this time with an eye on attorney's fees. A Senate proposal would make it so only the policyholder can recoup fees. The idea is to make AOB less attractive to bad actors seeking to exploit the system. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.